Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Oh, hello. Show number 78, isn't it, Brad?
I think it is 78.
Well, we're going to talk fast here, folks, because, we're going fishing as soon as we hang up the dial, so maybe short, maybe we'll rattle on like we usually do. Hard to say. But fish are biting, weather's warm, and it's going to get hot, hot, hot. So we're going to get out and take advantage of the nice cool evening before it gets out of hand.
Oh, we're in for an absolutely gorgeous evening out there. Like you say, the sun's shining. We're going to be at pretty much an ideal temperature, very little wind. We've got a river calling us, so let's keep it quick. What have you been up to?
Well, I have a fun story I wanted to share with everybody. Friday, I fished with someone new up in my haunts of the North Landing and did very well on the catfish. We got a skinny 19 and a skinny 14 post-spawn, but those fish did look fairly healthy. But Friday night, I had a fun story. I was talking to a coworker and friend at my day job, and he's a older gentleman, just getting up to that retirement age. Never ridden in a boat in a river, which obviously means never catfished or fished in the river. And I asked him what he was doing and if he wanted to go. And he goes, well, I was going to have a couple of beverages. I said, well, then grab a couple of beverages and let's go. So took him out. He's just going, oh, wow. Once we got out of town and, he just thought it was just gorgeous coming up. And so first time in the boat with me, first time in the boat with him, and got my first deadhead of the year, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time right now, I would say.
Got that. No damage to speak of. Pulled into the first spot, casted him out, and said, sit back and have a cold one. Boom. Rod goes. Reeled in a 9. Was going to take a picture, but circle hook went down, got another 9. Looked just like the first one. Got a snapshot of that, and the clicker took off and got a 15. Of course, I'm just was passing the rod because you got to get the new guy interested, and he was just having a ball. So for the rest of the night, he was taking in the scenery and catching a few fishies and having a couple of adult beverages, and I think he'll go with. So my streak continues.
I would say his arm's not going to have to be twisted too hard. It's almost kind of a scary thing, though, when you serve up luck like that right out of the gate, because I think it's going to be like that all the time. But it's sure nice when it happens that way, when the stars align just right. And it seems like things are really turning around right now. I mean, we were in a little bit of a funk there with the spawn for a while, but seem to have turned the corner on that.
Well, yesterday I didn't exactly tear them up myself, but I did talk to some folks who did. So, there's always fish biting somewhere. It's just a matter of where and who they're going to bite for. And yesterday was not my day.
Well, and, you look at the weather, you got to blame that a little bit, too, because there was about a 25-degree drop in temperature. It was a cold north wind, pretty ample wind, too, as I recall. And, I mean, there was just some very changing conditions from what there had been the past couple of days. And, I mean, even if there are fish biting some places, that, it affects the trend overall. There's no doubt.
Well, the temperature was from when I went to bed Saturday night to when I hit the water yesterday was 24 degrees difference.
That's amazing. I suppose you didn't have a water temperature indicator, so
I didn't get a water temp, but it was 82 when I went to bed, and it was 54 when I woke up. And I went from shorts and a t-shirt and being hot to jeans and a sweatshirt and even put my guide wear on.
Yeah, it's an amazing change, so I think you have a pretty good excuse there, a pretty valid one.
So understand you took a weekend off, but you got to do that from time
to
time.
Yep, absolutely. Didn't fish at all, but I was within just a few miles of Lockport, and I have to tell you, the idea of being out there on that river did cross my mind more than once. You're thinking about what you have there so close by, and of course, we're counting down the days now to our trip.
11 days.
11 days. Let's hope this weather holds. We're in just a really nice trend right now. The only downside to it, I guess, if there is one, is that, especially if you're a river rat, it's starting to take its toll on water levels. It's just an opposite situation of what we had last year at this time. Too much water, and now we're almost to the point of not enough.
Well, I was checking gauge heights on the internet this afternoon, and I did a 30-day gauge check, and it is holding pretty steady. But what I did start looking at was the 10-year averages and lows and, some of those more finite statistics. And we are slowly getting to the all-time low, or at least the low of the last 10 years, which was 15.69, and I think we're at 16.5 something or other right now. And there's no rain in sight.
Well, I was trying to think, how does this compare with when we were fishing with Chip from Fishing the Wild Site, and we filmed that show 2 years ago, because we were dealing with very low water then as well.
We're getting close. If my prediction of watching the levels goes, I would bet we'll be getting there in about a week and a half to 2 weeks to that level. I did drive my boat over the sandbar the other night, the one that Chip and I got the boat hung up on a couple days after we shot the show, and it was about 2.5 feet below the motor. So it's coming.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just a matter of time. We're definitely in serious need of some rain right now, and you know, I keep saying it, but it is hard to imagine, you know, actually wishing for rain the way, you know, the pattern has been here for the past few years, because we've been in such a wet cycle.
Well, right at the moment, I mean, last year it was rain, go away. But right now, I think if we had a 24-hour stretch of a nice soft rain, I think there's nobody would complain.
Oh, absolutely not at all. And, you know, the other thing is I think it starts to take its toll on the fish a little bit, too, because you're, you know, I talked to someone today that said he saw, you know, a fairly large catfish floating belly up downstream in a fairly lightly fished stretch of the river. And, you know, speculation is that the fish maybe just died from the stress of the spawn. And you got that, you know, water temperature that he said the surface temperature that day was 82 degrees. Well, that's warm water. And, you know, it's got to have an impact.
Well, on Friday night, I noticed I would say one definitely spawned out, probably in that 15 to 18 pound range floating. It was still alive, but not for very long. And that one had a lot of sores and abscesses on it, because I actually stopped and netted it because it looked just like one, the big one we had released. And I wanted to make darn sure that it wasn't my doing, that it was floating, and it was definitely a different fish.
Huh. But, you know, it's got to have, you know, like I say, have an impact on them. But I'm kind of sitting here, we're talking about fishing, and I'm thinking about those ones that are calling us right now. So maybe we should just take care of some business here and go out and give it a shot for ourselves. What do you say?
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to cut her short this week, folks. Do we have any messages other than we need rain?
I don't think so. Just, you know, get out there and enjoy every chance you get, I guess. You know, it's been a nice summer, and it's certainly, you know, blaming the weather this year, except for maybe some windy days, you know, we certainly don't have a lot of excuses not to get out there and enjoy it right now.
Well, there still is water, so don't think that's going to deter a trip. And we'll just start right with the south. Kent at Trophy Cat Adventures is the guy. I talked to him today, scouting some new water with a little bit more water in it, so that's definitely available. He's right there on the web, trophycatadventures.com. Head a little further north to where we're going. Stu's up there, catsontheredge.net. Got to believe they're switching to a night bite. I have to believe it.
Well, I certainly would think so. And I saw a posting of his on a website, too, where he, you know, touched on that a little bit. You know, once the water temperature gets above into the 70s, the cats will be a little bit lethargic during the day, and they'll switch into night feeders. And, I mean, we've certainly seen for ourselves what can happen. And I know myself, I'm looking forward to sitting out there after dark and giving it a shot. And I'm expecting to catch fish in the process. We're very rarely disappointed this time of year when they switch into that pattern.
Let's see if the Screeching Kitties Music Academy worked.
I certainly hope that part of it doesn't come to pass. We have a great friend up there, you know, just one of the nicest guys you'll ever fish with, very knowledgeable fisherman, but I'm sorry, the guy can't carry a tune to save his life. It's a little bit like running your fingers down a chalkboard. You know, this horrible screeching going through the night. You know, it probably gave somebody nightmares just hearing that.
Yeah, me.
Exactly. So I guess for now, that wraps up this week's edition of Whyfish Radio. Anything else here before I sign her off?
E-Tackle Direct's got some new stuff up there to take a peek at. Address is the name, etackledirect.com. And, of course, with warm temperatures, there's rigs to be pulled and bobbers to be used. So todaystackle.com. That's it. That's all I got.
Check them out. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.